Oh, yeah. Guns and Roses on the Mountain of Rock, Q94. Here we are. It's a Thursday, and we are rolling right along. I hope you're having a great Thursday morning. It's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort with Gary Faraci. Hey, how we doing?
Good morning, Gary. We're doing well on this thirsty Thursday morning.
Oh, yeah. You know, again, it's not raining. I mean, we're kind of, you know, it's an Arkansas string. It's three in a row. It's not raining.
Looks like we got sun's out. It might be a tough morning for fishing because it looks like we got a bluebird sky. But, yeah, it's pleasant. I'm sitting on 70 degrees, and it's very pleasant out right now. I'm sure that'll all change. I think we're supposed to be heading around the 90-degree mark today.
Yeah, it's going to warm up. Next few days, it's... You know, well, it's been really humid, but, yeah, today we're looking at 89, 90. Tomorrow, 89, 90. Saturday, upper 80s, but there is some rain in the forecast. Saturday night, Sunday night. Yeah. Monday, Tuesday, what about Wednesday? Yep, even Wednesday we got a chance of rain. So, but it looks pretty good right now. So, you know, how's the crappie bite?
Crappie bites have actually been pretty good. A lot of it's a majority of it. Overbrush, 15 to 18 feet in that range. It's been really pretty good for this time of year. And I've seen some nice 12, 14-inch fish. It's been really good, especially with live bait. The live bait's been seen to be the hot ticket lately, so from all the guys I've talked to, and hey, you know what, and they've been the core's been knocking it out. They've been really dumping some water out of this lake. They've been doing a fine job.
Oh yeah,
I gotta give them kudos for that, because we're getting down there every day. You know, they're knocking another half a foot or so off of it. We're 574.16.
yeah.
This morning at 6 o'clock. So, yeah, I think they're doing a good job. We're actually getting some parking down here and stuff now, and it's getting a little better. And they've been working hard on it.
Oh yeah, they, you know, they'd like to get it down to about what, 556.
Yeah, that would be nice. that would be nice. That's, we're still like 20 feet away from that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but they're working on it. You can tell when you drive down the parking lots. You can see. You know, we picked up another foot of parking lot. So, yeah, it's good.
So now, you know, the crappie's going, and the hybrids and the, you know, stripers and the whites. I guess the whites have still been kind of pretty active, but. The hybrids and stripers,
they're still active. I'm seeing pictures of, and that, especially with the guides, they're having some really good success. People were staying here that went on a guided trip. They did very well. And then I've had some locals that were like trolling for white bass,
mm-hmm.
and with an A rig, and they were doing very well. And then I had some guys just throwing white rooster tail that were doing very good with the whites, and some good size fish too. So it's, the bite's still on. The water temperature mid 80s in that range in there, so it's warm. It's very comfortable. I can tell you, I was out there on last week, and we floated in the lake, and it was very comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Now, are they still fishing for the, you know, catching largemouth? They fishing up in the brush, throwing a little top water early
like
morning?
We talked last week. They're fishing up in the brush early in the morning, this time of morning. Top water.
Mm-hmm.
Zara Spook's been working good, or Redfin been working good. If you get that up in above the brush that's covered in water, throw it up towards the bank in there, and they've been hitting that. It's been pretty good.
Of course, my favorite, the big old brim.
Here we go.
Yep, big old
brim time.
Brim time. I'm telling you, best eating fish in the lake.
I'm telling you, and boy, if you're out there with the ultralight and 4-pound test, you can have a blast. You can actually, I don't know, you catch 20 or 30 of them, and oh my gosh, so much fun.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy about those brim is you can catch a good mess, but man, they're pretty much a live bait. I mean, you can catch them on jigs and, you know, beetle spins and, you know, mini tubes and crappie jigs. You can catch them, there's no doubt. But there's just, it's so much easier with live bait.
Oh, it is. Either a little red worm or a cricket. If they're hungry, man, they're going to take the cricket or the red worm, and they're gonna go with it. That seems to work really good. Those are two things I like to use.
Yeah, and they're just fun to catch, and they're even better to eat. So
yeah, isn't that the truth?
Now, you know, the mermaids, with the temperature, you know, rising up, the mermaids are covering their body less and less, and you know, they're finding little points and coves to you know, I guess catch a little sun. But Cheetos and wine, you know, a Merlot works really good, or a Cab. You know, not Boone's Farm. That if you bring Boone's Farm or cheap wine to you know, a mermaid event, they're just going to eat you, and that's it. You'll just be.
It is the start of mermaid season, and look out, because it's time.
Mm-hmm. It sure enough is. Well, hey Gary, if folks out there would like to do a little mermaid sighting, or maybe a little fishing, or just get away from the stresses of their day-to-day life, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
They can, well, most of the time we'll be down watching mermaids down by the lake, but mm-hmm. otherwise they can give us a call at 870-467-5277, the Bayou Facebook page, drop us a line on that. And as always, our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, Gary, and we'll be visiting with you again real soon.
All right, sounds good. You have a good Thursday. Stay dry.
Right on. All right, Gary Faraci with the Bayou Resort. Hey, we've got more rock and roll coming. Stay buckled in. This hour is being brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.